This is John Pass reading from Stumbling in the Bloom. Large mirrors. Large mirrors in the tall, cool rooms and spaces of antique, gracious houses are insightful. They gaze, wall-eyed past grooming and improvement, unafraid at worn veneers and shadows, were placed on a landing of the grand staircase for the glances in passing of those satisfied at last with glimpses of an oaken atmosphere uninhabited, full of itself. They are easy with either eventuality in a dining room festive or forlorn. A floral centerpiece, the chandelier, rising laughter, the risen speechmaker enchant them equally. Someday you'll show up early, overdressed, self-conscious, or underdressed, too nonchalant. Or you'll peek in just for fun, mid-morning, suddenly hungry. Despite the drawn curtains, they will see you coming. Someone might shout, "Surprise!" or whisper something. There will be the honest light, reflection, nothing more. Nest box. See what I've made here and hung overhead, out of reach. Something of the dead of these surrounding presences, these red cedars. Something of their grain and spread and loftiness, sawn and squared, of their fragrance. It is ingenious. Protection against weather with a whole side that opens to sky if you wish. A small nail in a slot holds it shut. I have followed instructions and made adjustments for the years of visitation, the favored locations that seem now merely favored minutes of the long year, those in any scant April when the violet green iridescence slips in and out through the perfect oval and the raucous chirping emerges. It's nothing new. It's everything measured and sturdy I've handled, and emptiness, cornered, fastened upon as invitation. Wind chime. Let the wind speak. That is paradise. Ezra Pound. Come sway in its ear-level lilt and lapses, fond instrument, day-long of come what may. It lolls, an insatiate tongue for the random, whim's trinket, net of the invisible, middle sister to leaf and sail, shimmering suspension in silver wire, knotted to waft and to the copper lizard, to the warm belly of sleep, to the cusp and tasty metallic slither of consciousness, here. In the slipstream off a five-tone scale, in infinite range of interval, swinging from sunny jingle to anguished cacophony, shimmies all the jazz and dirge of weather. Limitless possibility, excruciating limitation. Here is the puffed world, expansive as the air, comes sidling, glancing home to itself at a porch corner, thinly, briefly, just under the eaves. It might be our biggest brain tinkling, immersed in a further exquisite brilliance, that ultimately appropriate distance, background. Lead accompaniment, lest we blunder against you forever, ducking inside for the phone. Let slip slide, sun stunned and song prone astray into bodiless voice.